Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
EU elections are today. We don't know yet, but it looks like Nigel Farage's Brexit party is poised to take more seats than the other two top leading parties combined in the European Parliament. Why should you care about this? Because, folks, this is part of an international rebellion against one world government. It is. And when you think, well, I don't want to live in Europe. Okay. Here's a question. You ever thought to yourself, well, I mean, some pretty depressing news, especially deep state and stuff in our country. You're watching the Democrats. They want full totalitarian control and will throw out the Electoral College. They want democratic rule. Democratic rule always leads to what's in Venezuela, what happened in Venezuela. So you always think, well, I'll just go somewhere else. No, you won't. Not if there's nowhere else to go. You were living in the freest country on earth for now. There's nowhere else to go. We have to win here. Or we're bulloxed, as Nigel Farage said the other day in an interview. And what is fascinating to watch, and it's really moving to me to watch too, Trump may not have meant to, I doubt he planned it, but he started an international movement for freedom. An international understanding that borders equal freedom. Sovereignty equals freedom. And I want to go back to the GOP primary. I want to go back to the Bush administration. I want to go back to the years before the GOP primary. I want to go back to the Obama administration. I want to go back to what Republicans and Democrats were saying over and over and over and over. Well, we live in a globalist world. Globalism. Globalism's good. What is it? I don't know. Globalism's really good. So we got to gotta have some globalism. Gotta live in a globalist world. Gotta be, you know, down for the struggle with the globalism. Gotta just, you know, admit to ourselves that we live in the globalist society now, and we just gotta, you know, so we gotta move on with the times. I'll never forget the biggest smackdown I ever had on radio was with Trey Gowdy over this. Well, we got to pass Obama trade. It was globalism. Got to be part of the global economy. What does that mean, though? I mean, why is Obama trade the document locked down in the basement of Congress and no one's allowed to take it out because if anybody saw it, they'd scream in terror? If we got to do it, and it's so great, why can't we see it? And remember, parts of it leaked out. And we found out that what the plan was to create an almost identical agreement to the one the EU has. But this would be one for North America, South America, Australia, all those people. And we would have unelected foreign bureaucrats, at least unelected by us, who would sit on a council. And we would cede all of our trade authority that Washington's forces fought and died for. All of the trade authority Congress has, trade authority is one of the key powers Congress has, authority over trade. We would just give it. And there would only be one U.S. representative on the committee, and everyone else could tell us what to do. And if it wasn't good for the U.S. economy, that's too bad. We would have to defer to what somebody from Australia thought or someone from Vietnam. It was going to be great. We had to do it, Trey Gowdy told me. Had to. Or else we would never see economic prosperity again. Well, President Trump took that to the cleaners, didn't he? Folks, we came this close to living under an EU-style agreement, and now you're watching them struggle and fight to get out of an EU-style agreement, and the horror of it. You're watching speech controls be issued by the EU. It was never supposed to do that. That's the European Union. It was never supposed to do that. But see, that's what happens with an EU-style agreement. Because see, that agreement, the worst part of Obama trade said that committee, that commission that was going to rule us after, you know, Congress gave up all of its trade authority to them, would be able to write their own rules and grant themselves new powers. Well, how do you think that would end? 5 minutes before they're taking our guns and we have no more free speech. 5 minutes before they papered over the Supreme Court. Be over. Over. And Bobby Mack and I, we fought so hard against that. We had you call and call and call. And at one point, Mick Mulvaney was whipping votes for it, and then he had to vote against it. I mean, you really made a difference there, I think. So we're watching the folks in the UK fight this today. And the Wall Street Journal's got a great piece about how Nigel Farage is supposed to be dead after Brexit. 3 years after Brexit, the vote, the legal vote to leave, and they won't leave. And the two biggest parties are populist parties. What does that mean? They are people running essentially on Trump's agenda. Now, why do I lay out all this background? Because I want you to know what globalism is. I want you to know George W. Bush touted globalism. Marco Rubio touted globalism. Mitt Romney touted globalism. Daddy Bush touted globalism before he died. So did Obama. What is it really? Well, Jean-Claude Juncker lost his mind yesterday on CNN, and he told us all. He told us all. He is the current president of the EU. And what does he think about people like you who love their countries and want sovereign borders? This is what he thinks about you. This is what globalism really is. This is why they didn't define it. They just embraced it.
These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country. And they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, the parliament, a major part of the society don't like those coming from far away. I do like those coming from far away, because the main guiding principle of the European Union should be solidarity. We have to act in solidarity.
There you go. By the way, that's exactly what Marx taught. Did you know that? Classic communism. It's exactly what they thought. Globalism, that word, comes from Marx's theory. It comes from Marx himself. Because the idea was that nationalism had to be cast off, borders had to be eliminated, and that the only solidarity would be between classes across countries, namely the, you know, lower classes. There was more of them, and they would rule. And the biggest obstacle to that, Marx believed, was nationalism. You could be listening to Marx right there, but it's Jean-Claude Juncker. And this is how he defines globalism. I mean, he's in a rage today. I mean, what they've worked for 30 years is about to be flushed down the toilet by some people copying Trump and his message, which people are responding to. And what is globalism? Let's let him tell you again. If you don't embrace this, you're stupid. You're a stupid populist. If you love your country and you want to have borders.
These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country.
Yeah.
And they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, the parliament, a major part of the society don't like those coming from far away. I do like those coming from far away, because the main guiding principle of the European Union should be solidarity. We have to act in solidarity.
Yeah. To repress those who live under us. When he says we don't like those coming from far away. No. It's not what people are saying. That's not the argument. It's not that we don't like immigrants. The reason that people are coming from far away is because they have eliminated the borders and they're just walking in. That's globalism. It's why they would never define it. Obama wouldn't. Bush wouldn't. None of them would. But it was good, man. It was good. We had to be globalist. Well, you just found out what globalism is. It's not pretty, is it?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.